Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and this is podcast 906B. We have a wonderful guest, an unusual guest for you, a dentist who is a real pro in this area, Dr. Martin Gorman, and the website is GormanDentalCenter.com. But he is 40 years experience, but he specializes in something unusual in dentistry to specialize in, that is treating headaches related to temporomandibular joint dysfunction. So let's get right to it with Dr. Martin Gorman. Dr. Gorman, thanks for coming on. Tell me a little bit about what is temporomandibular joint disease, and then why does it cause headaches?
Okay. Temporomandibular joint disease is basically the incoordination of the jaw, the muscles, and the teeth. If you liken the jaw to a door, it's like having a loose hinge on the door, so it opens and closes on a different arc all the time. Well, if the jaw is on a different arc all the time because the joint's out of the jawbone at the base of the skull's out of position, every time you go to close, the muscles have to move the jaw to where the teeth are, and that overworks the muscles, causes incoordination, and the incoordination of tired muscles and in referred pain in the form of headaches. The vast majority of instances when the jaw muscles can be palpated and they're tender, that tender spot refers pain up in the form of headaches, facial pain, eye pain, sinus pain. You can get toothache pain, and it's really TMJ.
Now, so what you have, let me see if I got this correctly, because what you have said is that really it's due to overwork of muscles. So I've always heard about it of clenching the teeth at night. That is, bruxism at night can cause temporomandibular joint pain, as I've heard about it. And what I was wondering is, if that's true, then what's the difference between temporomandibular joint pain and, if you will, this? Temporomandibular joint pain caused by the bruxism and temporomandibular joint pain caused by what you would call the loose hinge. Because you can have the joint pain at night, that is the clenching, without it being a out of alignment joint. Is that right?
Well, it's my belief pretty much that everyone's joint is out of alignment, and there's very few people that have the coordination of the jawbone, the muscles, and the teeth. They're all on the same plane and on the same arc. There's very few people. So when you clench your teeth at night, the big issue with that is that you're overworking your muscles at night, and instead of having your muscles rest and get ready for the next day and get healed, they're working all night, and they're very tender, and they refer the pain. And typically, we have found over the last 10, 12 years that the vast majority of people that come into me with TMJ pain are also have a sleep issue. And what they've been doing is clenching their teeth at night to open their airway. For example, if you right now, if everyone listening clenches their teeth, what they notice is their neck and shoulder muscles are engaged with the clench. And what that does is it takes the weight of the muscles off your airway, enlarges your airway so you can breathe better. So your brain is telling you to clench so you can breathe. So the vast majority of people come to me and with TMJ pain, and the real cause of the problem is they can't breathe because of the collapse of the airway under the weight of the muscles, tissue, and fat when you're asleep. And the only way to open the airway is to clench, and that pulls the neck and the shoulders and the jaw farther out of position, and it gives you the headaches continually, and those headaches in many instances will trigger to a migraine, and so it's a very complex issue, because it's, like I said, people will come in with pain. People don't go to the dentist or the doctor saying, "Gee, I'm really tired," because the concept today is everyone's tired, so no one really deals with the tired part of it, but it's really that's really the main issue, is that they're not sleeping well, they're not getting rested, the muscles aren't relaxing, and the result is TMJ drives them in, the pain drives them to see me, and then they have a dual issue of TMJ and sleep.
So let's talk about why do they get, what's the cause of the pain? In other words, you said they're getting headache. Is it all sleep deprivation?
Right.
Or is it muscle pain? You said it was referred. Referred from what? I apologize.
Well, it's referred from the muscles. Every muscle has one, two, or three trigger points. And a trigger point is a group of cells. And when you press on that area of the muscle, if that part of the muscle hurts, that means that trigger point's referring pain to a very, very specific area of the head and face. And so if there's an incoordinate, if a muscle is tender to palpation and it's referring pain, muscles only, for example, the jaw muscles, you have the cheek muscle from your cheekbone to the corner of the jawbone. You have your temple muscle. The only thing those muscles do is move the lower jaw. So if they're sensitive to palpation and they're sore, the only thing they're doing is moving your lower jaw. So that's something to do with the jaw movement. And we have found that when we treat our patients, what we do is all we're doing is getting the jaw bones, the teeth, and the muscles to work together the way they're supposed to work and also prevent clenching. That's our goal, is to line up all the biology very naturally, very holistically, so the bones and muscles are lined up correctly. And then we find that patients will stop clenching, patients will stop getting headaches just by getting the natural biology. And one of the ways you can really see it very easily is when we take our records on people, we take pictures of them standing in front of a posture grid to see, is their body straight? We take pictures of the face and the neck. Do we have some kind of symmetry? Or is there a head tilt in one direction or the other? Are the shoulders even? Things like that. And all that is indicative of a lower jaw that is out of position and not functioning correctly. And that's where the pain is coming from.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, in a way, but I keep having questions. So
go ahead.
If you just clench without
correct,
the clench itself causes pain. Is that right or not?
It can. If your system is really deteriorating and it's had an issue for a long time, just clenching will cause pain.
In other words, how much of this is stress-related versus anatomic-related? What I'm trying to ask is for our audience is the amount of pain related to how do I say this? So is if you just quench from stress at night.
Right.
Not that you're malaligned.
Have a sleep issue. Okay.
Is that related to a lack of sleep? Is the pain related to a lack of sleep? Is the pain related to the muscle getting tired? Is the pain related to... And I suppose I'm asking is, if you just deal with the stress, does that help? Or do you have to deal with... Or is the person going to have the problem no matter what?
No, I mean, stress is definitely a huge factor. And what we do is one of the things that people with stress do is they clench their teeth, okay? So one of the things that we do is, for example, we make an appliance that only has only the front teeth of contact, the lower front teeth are contacting the plastic on the upper. So when the patient closes, there's no posterior contacts. And the way vast majority of people, like 98%, 99%, cannot clench if the front teeth are separating the back teeth. For example, if you take a finger and you right now and you put it between your front teeth and you try to clench, 98%, 99% of people cannot clench. So the first thing we do with people that are clenchers, whether it's from stress or sleep, is we make an appliance that separates so only the front teeth are in contact and there's no posterior contacts. That prevents clenching in the vast majority of people. And then we progress through the treatment. We start adding plastic to the back so there is contact everywhere, just like you would when you close your tooth-to-tooth contact. And what happens is some people still are clenching. So what I do is I write a prescription for Furanol, for example, which is a mild muscle relaxant, and I give them 5 days of 5 nights of pills. They take one before they go to sleep each night. The patient comes back in a week, and I say, how was the last 5 days? And they go, great, I didn't clench at all. So now that tells me that it's more of a stress situation with that patient as opposed to someone that has a TMJ caused by malalignment or an anatomical discrepancy. And those people that have the stress issue, then we refer those people to see a psychologist to deal with their stress. But the vast, vast majority of people that we see don't have that. It may be a small degree stress, but we prevent them from clenching with our treatment, and they progress through and actually stop clenching. But there's only maybe 2 or 3 patients a year we'll treat and do the Furanol relaxation method to see if we can get rid of the stress with a medication. And if it goes away, then I know, and they're still clenching without it, then it's 100% stress and very, very little anatomical issue. And then we change our course of treatment.
And now, what, 5 or what percent of people have migraine and headaches? And then what percent have TMJ? Would this be particularly relevant for have temporomandibular disease or dislocation? Or do you call it dislocation, okay, or is it disease?
It's disease. Temporomandibular disease, it's typically always been called TMJ, temporomandibular joint, it's the anatomic position. But in reality, the disease is temporomandibular dysfunction.
And what percent of people have this? And of those, how many get headaches? And let's ask it the reverse. Of people with headaches, how many do you find have this, that get to you? I don't know whether that's a special group or not.
Well, there's 50 to 60 million people in the United States, roughly, that suffer with migraines. And three quarters of them are female. And there's a much higher number, probably 100, 110 million people have headaches. And our whole thing is that the fact that when you palpate the muscles that move the lower jaw, and there's very specific referral sites for each muscle to the head and face, and the pain referral sites have been mapped out years ago in a textbook by Trevelyan Simmons from the 1950s, and it's a 2-volume book, and every muscle in the body is found in this textbook, and it shows you the exact referral sites of sore muscles. For example, the cheek muscle will refer pain to the sinus, to the upper teeth, maybe a little bit toward the TMJ joint itself in front of the ear. There's very, very specific referral sites for these muscles. And the reason we treat it vast, vast majority of the time is a functional issue, an anatomic issue, is because if the muscles that move the jaw are sore to palpation, the four main muscles are sore, they're sore because of some way the jaw is moving. Now, if you're a clencher, that brings stress in. But the vast majority of the people that we see over the last 25 years doing TMJ are not people that clench. They are people
we
that
should
just,
say, let me just give your name again. We're talking with Dr. Martin Gorman. It's GormanDentalCenter.com. He is obviously an expert in the headache related to temporomandibular disorder, or temporomandibular joint disease is usually called. And we're talking about what percent of the headaches are due to this and what percent of people have temporomandibular dysfunction. So if you were to just to take people between 18 and 65, Dr. Gorman, what percent have temporomandibular dysfunction?
Okay. I'm going to answer 2 different ways, if I may. I really believe that everyone has, 99% of people have TMD in their body. It's what is going to happen to bring it out. Are you going to start clenching and overtax the muscles that are already overtaxed and your body's been compensating for it? Are you going to, you know, get in an auto accident, fall down a flight of stairs? Are you going to get, you know, in a fight of some kind and get banged around a little bit? All of those issues put extra pressure on the system, and then all of a sudden your body goes, I can't protect you any longer, and and the TMJ comes to the surface. So there's a lot of people like that. And then when that happens, and there are other people whose systems have a very, very low threshold, and they just get the symptoms much, much longer, much, much earlier on. The typical patient I see, to be honest, finds me on the internet or in a Google search or on an interview like this, and the typical patient's been to 5 to 10 different doctors over an 8 or 10 year period. We have a patient that came in last week, 20 different physicians she's seen over the last 5 years. And they've had MRIs, the brain scan is clean, their ears are clean, their eyes are good, everything is working beautifully, that they can find anything wrong with anybody, with any system. And then they start searching, and this patient happened to hear me on a talk show, and we're going through some of the symptoms you get, she's checking off every single one of them. And that's my typical patient, because TMJ is really the most widely misdiagnosed or missed diagnosis in healthcare today. Totally missed. There are even the simplest symptom is a little popping and clicking in one or both of the joints
also
by the ear.
Could we just push on our muscles and tell if we've got it? In other words, you've got some sophisticated tests, such as there's a special CT scan that you use.
Right, yes.
There's some other device tests that you use, but is there a way of just, so from us to say, who needs to see to go to GormanDentalCenter.com and find out more? Could we just push on our muscles and see if that's true or not?
Great question. Absolutely. You can.
And where do you push? Okay.
What you want to do is you want to put your teeth together and then just gently a little bit of pressure, and you can feel your cheek muscle that goes from your cheek down to the corner of your jawbone, and you can feel that muscle bounce
and
a little.
On both sides.
And on both sides. So you can take your fingers and you can just press all along the bottom border of that muscle on the right at the bottom edge of your jawbone, and just press on it firmly and see if there's any pain or discomfort. Then you can go up to the cheekbone part and just clench a little bit and feel where the muscle is from the clench, and then you push on that area and see if it hurts. You can do the same thing with your temple muscle. Just when you squeeze, the side of your head flexes a little teeny bit in front of your hairline, and that's where the temple muscle is. And if you push on different areas of the temple, all along the side of your head and down toward your sideburns a little bit, and those muscles, if you push, you're going to start feeling a little bit of discomfort. And
that's when someone should see you and talk about getting a TEC scan. What's a TEKSCAN, TEC scan imaging?
It's great. It's actually an unbelievable piece of equipment. When we're trained in dental school, and pretty much everyone's gone to the dentist, has had carbon paper put in their mouth for the dentist to check your bite. But the carbon paper only tells us it's a small dot or a big dot. And in dental school, we're trained, small dots are good, big dots are bad. So we adjust the big dots. What the TEC scan does, it differentiates the force of each dot. So you can have a little dot, but it really has a lot of force on it. And you can have a big dot, and there's no force at all. So what you want to be adjusting is the small dot with all the force, not the big dot that has no force. And the TEC scan tells us the force of each contact, so we can adjust the bite properly.
You also have a joint vibration test.
Analysis. A JVA, joint vibration analysis test.
And how is that done?
That's also excellent. Okay. It's like having, you put a headphone on the patient, has a little microphones, and the microphones go right over the temporomandibular joint itself, right in front of the ear. So there's a headphone listening device on each ear, and we have the patient go through all the different movements, and it records the noises the joints are making. And what they've done over the years, the man that developed this piece of equipment, what he did was he recorded all the noises the joints made. And then when he did surgery on the patients, he looked at the condition of the joint, and he related the condition of the joint to the noises he'd been recording, and he came up with this device that records and analyzes the noises and gives you a diagnosis of what's exactly going on internally, because he actually looked at it when he did surgery on people. Now, I don't recommend surgery for anybody in the joint itself, because it's still not a very predictable result. So the best thing you can really do is just get the anatomy how it's supposed to be, move things anatomically how they belong. But the JVA is really great because it listens to the noises and it tells you the different stages the disease should be at and gives you a nice bit of information to help making a proper diagnosis on somebody.
We've been talking and learning from, I've been learning an awful lot from, Dr. Martin Gorman, a dentist who specializes in temporomandibular joint dysfunction or temporomandibular dysfunction, and who has cured a ton of headaches by getting people to bite better, I guess you'd say it. GormanDentalCenter.com is the website. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show. This is podcast number 906B. Thanks for downloading us. Please do rate us. Tell your friends about us. To get a hold of Dr. Gorman again, GormanDentalCenter.com. He's in Encinito, California. I'll get it right eventually. But he's in Encinito, California. And the key is, in fact, getting to him, talking to him, and finding out more about what he can do and other dentists can do to help you. Thanks very much. And thank you, Ben, for great engineering, and especially thank you, the listener, for downloading us and hopefully rating us.